Hello, this is Paul Coster from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the Pinecone Review, UNC Chapel Hill Music Schedule, Duke Performances and Events, and the North Carolina Symphony. The content of this program is intended for a print and blind or visually impaired audience. Alistair Fraser and Natalie Haas with special guests, the Shamrockers. This is Pinecone presenting them Friday, March 4th, 8 p.m., the Community Church of Chapel Hill, UU, 106 Purefoy Road, Chapel Hill. Advanced tickets are only available online at www.communitychurchconcerts.org. Advanced ticket prices are $20 plus a $2 service fee. Otherwise, it's $25 at the door. Start your St. Patrick's Day celebrations early with a night of music from the British Isles. Alistair Fraser and Natalie Haas perform in Chapel Hill on Friday, March 4th, and the Shamrockers, Clay Buckner Fiddle, Jack Herrick Whistles, Mandolin Bouzouki, and Chris Frank Accordion Guitar will kick off the night, playing their own renditions of traditional and modern tunes, original compositions, and tunes drawn from European and American sources. Better known as members of the Red Clay Ramblers, these musicians have been shamrocking in one form or another since about 1980, when they first jammed as the Irish Babies at the legendary He's Not Here in Chapel Hill. The musical partnership between Fraser, long regarded as Scotland's premier fiddle ambassador, and sizzlingly talented young California cellist Haas may not seem to be an obvious one, but this partnership fulfills a long-standing musical dream for Fraser, whose cutting-edge musical explorations took him full circle to find a cellist who could help him return the cello to its historical role at the rhythmic heart of Scottish dance music. As a follow-up to their award-winning 2004 release, Fire and Grace, Fraser and Haas are releasing a new album this month titled Highlanders Farewell. Going back to the 1700s and as late as the early 20th century, Fraser says, fiddle and cello made up the dance band of choice in Scotland, with the cellist bowing bass lines and driving rhythm. Pianos and accordions elbowed out the cello, relegating it to an orchestral setting. I've been pushing to get the cello back into the traditional music scene for years, always on the lookout for a cellist with whom I could have a strong musical conversation, one that incorporated not just the cello's gorgeous melodic tones, but also the gristly bits, the rhythmic, percussive energy that makes the wee hairs on the back of the neck stand up. Fraser found that long-sought partnership with Haas, who has performed with him in Scotland, Spain, France, and throughout the USA. People may be familiar with the gorgeous melodic cello sound, says Fraser, but Haas unleashes textures and deep, powerful rhythms that drive fiddle tunes. We can duck and dive around each other, swap melody and harmony lines, and improvise on each other's rhythmic riffs. She has such a great sense of exploration and excitement for the music. It's a joy to play with her. Fraser has a concert and recording career spanning 30 years with a long list of awards, accolades, television credits, and feature performances on top movie soundtracks, Last of the Mohicans, Titanic. He has been sponsored by the British Council to represent Scotland's music internationally, and he received the Scottish Heritage Centre Service Award for outstanding contributions to Scottish culture and traditions. His dynamic fiddling, engaging stage presence, and deep understanding of Scotland's music have made him a major force behind the resurgence of traditional Scottish fiddling in his homeland and the U.S., inspiring legions of listeners and learners through his recordings, annual fiddle camps, and concerts. Haas, a graduate of the Juilliard School of Music, wasn't even born when Fraser was winning national fiddle competitions on the other side of the Atlantic. Nonetheless, her musical career belies her years. She discovered the cello at age 9. In addition to having extensive classical music training, she is accomplished in a broad array of fiddle genres. She fell in love with Celtic music at the Valley of the Moon Scottish Fiddling School at age 11. Inspired and encouraged by director Fraser, she began to investigate the cello's potential for rhythmic accompaniment to fiddle tunes. Haas has toured extensively with Mark O'Connor as a member of his Appalachia Waltz Trio. The trio released a live CD, Crossing Bridges, to rave reviews in November 2004. She and O'Connor premiered his double concerto for violin and cello. For the Heroes, with symphonies across the U.S., Haas has also performed and recorded with fiddler Natalie McMaster, an Irish supergroup, Solas. She teaches privately in a workshop setting and at various fiddle camps. Again, this performance is Friday, March 4th, 8 p.m., the Community Church at Chapel Hill, 106 Purefoy Road, Chapel Hill. Thistledown Tinkers, Sunday, March 13th, 3 to 4 p.m., Daniels Auditorium, North Carolina Museum of History, downtown Raleigh. Admission is free. The music of the Carolina series is going green for St. Patrick's Day with North Carolina's own Thistledown Tinkers, a powerful music duo featuring Trip Rogers and Tom Urey, as evident on their new CD, pronounced Celtic, which was released this past fall. The seasoned artists weave traditional Scottish and Irish music with original elements, including their own southern swagger. These musicians have made it their mission to make Celtic music that forces folks to stand up and take notice. This is not the fragile, romanticized Celtic music of movie soundtracks, but rather the kind that makes you sing along and stomp your feet. With an impressive arsenal of acoustic instruments, including guitar, fiddle, mandolin, banjo, dulcimer, and concertina, in addition to powerful vocal harmonies, this duo will draw you in and make you feel like a part of the show. Thistledown Tinkers deliver the beauty and tradition of Celtic music, new and old, with the guts, showmanship, and attitude of an arena rock band. You will find them wherever kinsmen are gathered, and the craic is lively. Rogers has been part of the Charlotte music scene for more than 25 years, and he picked up his first guitar more than 30 years ago. He has performed with a variety of rock, blues, and country acts during his lifetime. In addition, performing with Urey as the Thistledown Tinkers, Rogers also performs original solo material on acoustic guitar, and he is a member of two other bands, blues rock group The Trip Rogers Band and Celtic rock band Sterling Ridge. Urey got his start in the music business in 1991 while living in the mountains of North Carolina, where he played solo folk shows, hosted open mics, fronted bands ranging from psychedelic to pop rock, and played bluegrass and old-time music with friends on his off days. This season, Troubadour offers up a sound that's steeped in roots and honesty. He has performed at top venues like Nashville's Bluebird Cafe and New York City's CBGB's Gallery, as well as at festivals throughout the South. In addition to performing with Rogers and Thistledown Tinkers in Sterling Ridge, Urey also was part of the Cajun and Creole Carolina Gator Junction. The duo's performance begins at 3 p.m. in the North Carolina Museum of History's Daniels Auditorium. The concert is free and open to the public, and program notes will be provided. Large print program notes will also be available. Here's more from Pinecone. The Chieftains with Patty Maloney and special guests. Sunday, March 13th, Memorial Auditorium, Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts, presented in partnership with Broadway Series South. You can reserve your tickets by calling 919-664-8302 or order online. Prices range from $26 to $49.50. Just in time for St. Patrick's Day, the Chieftains are coming to Raleigh. Pinecone is proud to partner with Broadway Series South to present these amazing musicians in Raleigh Memorial Auditorium to close out the 2010-2011 Down Home Concert Series. Joining the Chieftains will be the Wake and District Pipe Band, who performed a sold-out concert earlier this year in Fletcher Theater. The tradition of bagpipes at fire department and police department funerals in the U.S. goes back more than 150 years. When the Irish and Scottish emigrated to this country, they brought many of their traditions with them, including the bagpipe, often played at Celtic weddings, funerals, and dances. Dr. Eric Hahn of the Raleigh Pipers Club will also join in for part of the concert. An Irish singer-songwriter, Mickey Hart, who has been a mainstay of the Irish acoustic circuit over the past 10 years, will join the group for a grand finale. The Chieftains are a 6-time Grammy-winning group recognized as Ireland's musical ambassadors. They've been bringing traditional Irish music to the world's attention for more than 40 years. The Chieftains have broken many musical boundaries by collaborating and performing with some of the biggest names in rock, pop, and traditional music in Ireland and around the globe. Their most recent project, titled San Patricio, brings to life the story of the San Patricio Battalion, Irish-Americans who deserted the United States Army to join the Mexican side in the Mexican-American War. Featuring a variety of guest stars, including many celebrated Mexican, American, and Irish musicians and singers, and produced in collaboration with Rye Coder, American songwriter describes this album as stunning and not to be missed. In 2011, the Chieftains' performances could be better described as a big show or a spectacular rather than a concert, says frontman Patty Maloney. There will be upwards of 12 people on stage at all times, with additions of local musicians, special guests I'm not allowed to divulge, anywhere from 6 to 20 local dancers on a couple of pieces, and the Scottish pipe bands performing the March to Battle, which was narrated by Liam Neeson for San Patricio. The Chieftains have been involved in many historic events, including a tour of China. They were the first Western group to perform on the Great Wall. They also were the first group to give a concert in the Capitol building of Washington, D.C. Founding member Patty Maloney recently was awarded a Medal of Honor for Lifetime Achievement in Music from the National Arts Club. Maloney's penny whistle is in orbit in the International Space Station, as is an old flute from the Chieftains' Matt Malloy. In Ireland in the early 60s, Maloney set out to create a group from the ranks of the top folk musicians in Ireland. 5 musicians recorded a supposedly one-off instrumental album, but 5 years later they reunited and added more musicians, and in 1975 the Chieftains began playing together full-time. Irish culture has had a significant impact on Southern folk music, and Irish music remains one of the most recognizable styles in our region's vast array of musical influences. The songs, fiddle tunes, and dances from the British Isles accompanied the first settlers on their journey to America, forming the cornerstone of an American fiddle and dance tradition. In the South, British Isles music combined with African-American musical traditions, giving rise to the distinctive Southern music known today as old-time music. The fiddle was one of the chief instruments used to accompany dancing in the 18th and 19th century Ireland, and settlers continued playing music from their homeland when they immigrated to the U.S. Whether in the kitchen, the farm, or the schoolhouse, local fiddlers would play for dances and for their own enjoyment. String bands were very popular, with the fiddle often joined by guitar, mandolin, and banjo. The music included both ancient and modern songs, as well as instrumentals, particularly dance tunes inherited from the early settlers, modified or newly written. Competitive fiddlers' conventions abounded, and the standard of playing at the top levels was high. Articles from the News and Observer archives described the Raleigh Fiddlers' Convention, an annual event held every Labor Day from 1905 to 1914 in Pullen Park, which attracted thousands of attendees who gathered to cheer on fiddlers competing for prizes and the title of champion fiddler. It is only in recent times that the music and dance have existed separately to such a large extent. Their intertwined history goes back hundreds of years. Conservation estimates place the number of dance tunes in the Irish repertoire at 6,000. Most of the tunes played today have been composed within the past 150 years, with new tunes appearing constantly from players on both sides of the Atlantic. So join Pinecone and Broadway Series South for a night celebrating the Irish traditions that have long been part of Piedmont music with premier Irish musicians of our time. Call Pinecone's box office at 919-664-8302 to reserve your tickets. We look forward to seeing you there. Let's move now to the UNC Chapel Hill music schedule. Talking Music 2, Concert 1, music by Zelimsky, Schnabel, and others, Pellegrini String Quartet. Friday, March 18th, Hill Hall Auditorium, the concert begins at 8 p.m. Pellegrini Quartet, Antonio Pellegrini Violin, Thomas Hofer Violin, Fabio Morano Viola, Helmut Menzler Violoncello. Luigi Nono, Fragmente Stile an Diatoma, and Ludwig van Beethoven, String Quartet in C sharp minor, Opus 131, Adagio ma non troppo e molto espressivo, Allegro molto vivace, Allegro moderato, Andante ma non troppo e molto cantabile. Presto, Adagio quasi un poco andante allegro. Again, this concert is Friday, March 18th, Hillhall Auditorium at 8 p.m. Let's turn now to Duke performances. Mark Andre Hamlin, Friday, March 4th, 8 p.m., Reynolds Industries Theater. Admission is $34. Duke students, $5. General admission, doors open a half hour before showtime. Hamlin is a titanically gifted, boundary-testing performer whose breathtaking live appearances have made him one of the most adventurous and certainly the most courageous pianists of recent times, according to International Piano Quarterly. Says Alex Ross of The New Yorker, right now there was no one like him. Having earned nearly every accolade in international music, the Montreal native brings his formidable technique, says the Boston Globe, to a bold program that pairs Liszt and Haydn with Charles Valentin Alkin, the forgotten French genius whose fiercely difficult compositions, melodic and intense, Hamlin has done so much to rediscover. The program is Haydn, Variations in F minor, Mozart, Sonata in A minor, K310, Liszt's Venezia e Napoli, Fauré, Nocturne No. 6, Opus 63, and Alkin, Symphony for Solo Piano. A one-of-a-kind artist, reports the Los Angeles Times. The Toronto Star says Mark Andre Hamlin ranks among the small handful of performers in every generation whose abilities defy the imagination. Takas Quartet, Saturday, March 12th, 8 p.m., Reynolds Industries Theater. Admission is $30, Duke students $5. General admission, doors open a half hour before showtime. The fact is, says the Guardian of the UK, they are peerless. Formed at Budapest in 1975, the Takex is now widely recognized as one of the premier string quartets of our time. Virtuosic and inspired, they approach their music with a rapturous intensity that has made them a fixture on the Chamber Arts Society calendar for more than a decade. This season they offer vital readings of Haydn, Schubert, and Bartok, the Hungarian folk genius with whom the Takeks share a special connection. The program is Haydn String Quartet No. 54 in G minor, Opus 74, No. 3, Reiter, Bartok String Quartet No. 5, and Schubert String Quartet No. 13 in A minor, Rosamunde. Gramophone says the Takeks have the ability to make you believe that there's no other possible way the music should go. Tickets are available for Marc-Andre Hamelin and Takeks Quartet through the Duke box office by calling 919-684-4444 Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. or by visiting www.tickets.duke.edu. We have some Duke events. Duke University String School Concert, Saturday, March 5th, Baldwin Auditorium. Admission is free. From 3 to 4 p.m., it's beginning ensembles and intermediate 1. From 7 to 8 p.m., it's intermediate 2 and Duke Youth Symphony Chamber Ensemble. Dumic event, a Baroque instrument petting zoo, Carlo Farina's Capriccio Stravagante, Monday, March 14th, 12 noon to 1 p.m., Biddle 1 in the Biddle Library. The speaker presenter is Andrew Bonner, and admission is free. Violinist Andrew Bonner discusses Baroque string instruments in this special presentation at the Duke University Musical Instrument Collections, DUMIC. Duke Symphony Orchestra Concert with Don Eagle, trumpet and pianist Gila Dabistani, Wednesday, March 16th, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., Baldwin Auditorium. Admission is free. The Duke Symphony Orchestra, Harry Davidson, music director, presents Ad Hovenis and McDowell to the List. Ad Hovenis and McDowell to the List, L-I-S-Z-T. The program is Hovenist, Prelude and Quadruple Fugue, Opus 128, and Prayer for Trumpet and String Orchestra, Opus 62B, with Don Eagle Trumpeter. McDowell, Suite No. 1, Opus 42, Liszt, Symphonic Poem No. 3, Les Preludes, and featuring Student Concerto Competition winner Gila Dabistani performing Movement 1 of Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 3 in C minor. Faculty recital, Susan Fancher, saxophone, and Jane Hawkins, piano, Friday, March 18th, 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m., East Duke 201, that's the Nelson Music Room. Admission is free. This concert features the world premiere of a new work by Scott Lindroth, professor of music and vice provost for the arts at Duke University. Susan Fancher teaches saxophone at Duke and at the Hartwick College Summer Music Festival. Her 2010-2011 season includes premier performances of Lance Hulme's Sax Attractor for soprano saxophone and piano to be presented in Chengdu and Beijing, China, as well as the premier performances of Michael Torck's Concerto for Soprano Saxophone in its new version, commissioned by Susan Fancher, together with a consortium of wind ensembles. Jane Hawkins is professor of the practice of music and chair of the Department of Music at Duke University, where she teaches piano, chamber music, and performing. An active contributor to the North Carolina musical community, she is a founding member of the Mellarmy Chamber Players. For information on any of these events, you can contact Elizabeth Thompson at 919-660-3333. Now we turn to the North Carolina Symphony. Pink Martini, 2010-2011, Fidelity Investment Pops Series, Friday, March 4th, 8 p.m., Saturday, March 5th, 8 p.m., Mamondi Concert Hall in Raleigh. Pink Martini, Jazz, Samba, Lounge, Pop Ensemble, Sarah Hicks, Associate Conductor. In a rollicking around-the-world musical adventure, Pink Martini returns to Mamondi Concert Hall for a magical collaboration with the North Carolina Symphony. They're packing an electric blend of classical, jazz, samba, and good old-fashioned pop. Tickets are $40 to $70, seniors $30, students $10. NCS Kids, Peter and the Wolf, 2010-2011 Young People's Concert Series, Saturday, March 12th, 11 a.m., Saturday, March 12th, 4 p.m., Mamondi Concert Hall, Raleigh, Sarah Hicks, Associate Conductor. Note, the 11 a.m. concert is now sold out, but tickets at $20 are still available for the 4 p.m. concert. Prokofiev's timeless story of bravery and teamwork comes to life on stage through playful music, colorful costumes, and a beautiful display of dance and theater. Your symphony joins forces with the Triangle Youth Ballet and North Carolina Theater for a one-hour concert featuring this delightful favorite for the entire family. Also on the schedule, charming works inspired by classic storybook characters, including Huckleberry Finn and Cinderella, a perfect introduction to the orchestra. The series partner is the Irregardless Cafe. For tickets and more information on these events, visit the North Carolina Symphony at www.ncsymphony.org or call 919-733-2750 from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily. Composer Portraits Concerts return with North Carolina Symphony tribute to John Adams. This is coming up at the end of the month, March 25th and 26th. The North Carolina Symphony's innovative Composer Portraits Concerts return next month, which is now this month, with a tribute to American trailblazer John Adams, one of music's greatest living composers. Music director Grant Llewellyn leads the orchestra, guest pianist Christopher Taylor, and the North Carolina Master Chorale in Composer Portraits, John Adams, at Mamondi Concert Hall in downtown Raleigh's Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts, on Friday and Saturday, March 25th and 26th at 8 p.m. Recently recognized in survey by the League of American Orchestras as the most frequently performed living American composer, John Adams represents one of the great towering figures in all of modern music. The Pulitzer Prize-winning composer has celebrated John Cage at the San Francisco Conservatory, spearheaded the use of electronics and synthesizers as both a composer and conductor, and broadened music's reach by growing minimalism to particularly vigorous heights. The concert offers a unique look at the visionary composer, positioning his most celebrated and powerful works alongside compositions by Beethoven, Britten, and Ives that had an unquestionable influence on him. Adams himself returned compliments followed by a Llewellyn-led performance of Harmonium by the BBC National Orchestra of Wales in 2002. Llewellyn had referred to him as one of the great American masterpieces. That was Adams's choral tour de force, Harmonium. The composer told BBC Music Magazine, "I was particularly impressed by the performance of Harmonium." Clearly, Grant Llewellyn has a strong affinity with the piece, which is very touching. Regular tickets to the Duke Medicine Classical Series Raleigh performances of Composer Portraits John Adams on Friday and Saturday, March 25th and 26th, range from $30 to $60, with $30 tickets for seniors and $10 tickets for students. Mamondi Concert Hall is located in the Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts, 2 East South Street in Raleigh. For tickets, program notes, podcasts, the blog, and more, visit the North Carolina Symphony website at www.ncsymphony.org. You can call North Carolina Symphony Audience Services at 919-733-2750. The state of North Carolina has issued the Symphony an $8 million challenge. Learn more about it at www.ncsymphony.org www.tinyurl.com/challenge. Well, we're running out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. We hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to listen at the same time next week. I'm Paul Coster, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for print and blind or visually impaired audience. This program is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast. So long until next time.